You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I am Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Kate Constable and Rick Chapsky, and we are here with a Thursday night football odds boost for all of you on Mac Jones to have over 249.5 passing yards and over 1.5 passing touchdowns. This is boosted to plus 320 at Caesars. So Patriots going up against the Bills for the second Thursday night in a row for both teams. Mac Jones hit this over last week with 382 passing yards and 2 touchdowns. He knows this is a huge game. That was his quote. He said this is a huge game coming up on Thursday. So I see major value in this odds boost.
Yeah, I like this odds boost too, because if you look at Mac Jones over the last couple of weeks, he's only gotten better. I mean, against the Jets, he had the 250-so yards, 382 last week, so nearly 400. But his completions percentage has also been pretty high, 85% completion percentage against the Jets, 71% against the Vikings. So he is going to connect with his receivers, throw for a bunch of yards. And then also on the Bills side, Von Miller's out, so their best pass rusher, which should give Mac Jones a little bit extra time in the pocket. So I like this boost.
Here's a weird way of looking at it. In the last 3 losses that Mac Jones has had, 2 of those games, Minnesota and Baltimore, he threw for 382 against Minnesota and 321 against Baltimore. When this team is down and they need Mac Jones to throw the ball, that's exactly what they do. When they're playing bad teams, they want to run the ball and use their defense. That's not going to happen today against Buffalo. They are going to have to air it out, and you know Belichick is not going to want to lose this game, and they're going to put everything out there, and that means letting Mac Jones throw the ball. So in the scheme of things, this is actually works out for this boost because they are going to have to score to beat the Buffalo Bills.
Those are all great points in the value in this odds boost. This is a must win for the Patriots, which I will get to in my pick. But this value in this odds boost is so juicy at plus 320 at Caesars. Head to betql.com/boost to see all of today's best odds boosts and check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And of course, follow us on Twitter at Kate Constable, at RickCZ1, and at Lucille Burge. Our favorite bets for today. I have a bet in this game, and surprise, it is Patriots +4 against the Bills. I got to go with this. So I had this at +5 also. This line is moving. And so +4, I'm still taking them. I could see them even losing by 3 points. Even if they don't win, I think this will be a very close game. The Bills have failed to cover the spread in 4 of their last 5 games. The Patriots have covered in 3 of their last 4. So I've got faith in them to cover this spread here tonight. The stakes are high. This must-win game. There's a trend in the Patriots' favor as well to cover this spread. Bill Belichick is 41-16 against the spread after allowing 30 points or more in the last game. While coaching the Patriots, the Lions just gave the Bills a run for their money on Thanksgiving, and the Lions covered that 9.5-point spread when they lost to Buffalo by only 3 points. So I think the Patriots can handle covering this one against the Bills.
I like that bet, Lucy. I think the Patriots cover as well. I know Rick feels a little bit differently. But for my best bet today, I'm going to go to the NBA, our only game on the slate, and I like Luka Doncic over 30.5 points. At each of the Mavs' 10 wins this year, he's gone over that that point prop. And so there's a correlation between the Mavs winning and Luka scoring. And I think today's going to be a relatively easy win for the Mavs going up against the Pistons, whose defense is just atrocious right now. Luca also loves these primetime national TV games, and this one's on NBA TV tonight, so it's not one of the major networks.
It's the only game.
It's the only game. You can't get more primetime than that. NBA game today.
Yep. So all eyes are going to be on Luca, and he thrives in those spots. He had a 40-point triple-double just the other night on national TV, so I'll take Luca over 30.5 tonight.
I like that one, and I was going to go against Lucy, but I can't go against Burge or the BetQL model, so I'm not going to do it. And like you said, only one game in the NBA, so why not look at some college basketball in the marquee showdown? Top 10 teams face off. Creighton is going to play Texas. And if you know one thing about McDermott's coached Creighton teams, they can score. Offensive efficiency right now in the top 10. They're playing a Texas team also in the top 10 in offensive efficiency. And when these two teams play other good teams, there's still tons of scoring. Creighton just got off a three-game stretch playing Arkansas, Texas Tech, and Arizona. All of those games flew over 140. And Texas played Gonzaga earlier. That game was in the 160s. So I believe this game is going to be played in the 70s, and the over-under is only 138.5. For two teams that can score and two top 10 teams that can play against one another, it's not going to be one of those slow them down defensive Big Ten games. This is going to be high scoring and fun between Creighton and Texas. Take the over 138.5.
Love it. Happy Thursday night football, Thursday night basketball with that one game, and Thursday night college football to college basketball to everybody. Subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.